Praise Jesus much, children of God,
and
brethren of the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome back from all the services, and we still move on with the other services. Move on to welcome your brethren and wish them the best. Those pointed upon in the Job 23, verses 14 and downwards. Those pointed the finger to be yours, and many like those, the very many of them, that God has prepared for us. In these our days we seek for Him, and He gives us a reward for seeking Him. He promised in Hebrews 11, and the verse 6. Didn't he say that? That without faith, no one can please him. The faith of Romans 10:17. After you've heard the word of God and believe, you feel joy in the heart of God. So without faith, no one can please him. And the one who comes before God, it's required of them first to believe that God is present. And the other
is
a rewarder to all who seek for him. If they seek for him like Isaiah 34:16, and they read in the book of the Lord, and they look and see
him,
as we today, indeed is to give us a reward at the end of the services, gotten a reward of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much, which reaches eternal life. We want to move on with the introduction of our journey of heaven without any more waiting. We move on with our journey of heaven, the introduction.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We know we introduced like in three phases. Our introduction of journey of heaven is part one. As we ascend from this planet Earth, through the four heavens, to reaching above the heavens. That is our first introduction. We shall expect the second. The second introduction of journey of heaven. Ascending from planet Earth, passing for heavens, from above to above the heavens, in the new heavens and the new earth.
Our
third introduction, we finished it. Third introduction of journey of heavens, which explained us the meaning of journey of heavens moved in the Bible for 7 years. In the spiritual transport, and them too were explained. Praise Jesus much. Now as we move on with the journey of heaven's introduction, we are on the first introduction of the journey of heaven. As we ascend from this planet Earth through the four heavens to above the heavens, praise Jesus much.
For
the other time, we began this part. As we ascend from planet Earth to go to heaven, and we do not pass via dimensions, as the others say.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We head on to the second part. The second part. As we ascend from this planet Earth to go to heaven,
so dimension,
and we do not pass via dimension, as the others say. This is a very great word,
and
last time we began on it, we head on to the second part. For others tell you, if you go to heaven, you rotate a little on this world, enter the spiritual world, and that's the heaven. That is wrong. According to what they first saw, we ascend. We pass through the north of the planet Earth. and we head on to kingdom of the star, the sun and the moon, and we head on to the door of heaven, and we enter heaven as we ascend.
And
we want to begin the second part. Bible says in the
first
Timothy 6 verse 7,
it
brought nothing in this world, we shall go back with nothing.
To
meaning we came from heaven. Let's read we hear.
Timoseo ekisoka esula ya mukaga n'olunyi lwa musanvu.
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
Kubanga temwaleta kintu munsi, kubanga era temuyiza kujja mu kintu. Olw'omunaana.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But wali tujja ku nsi.
When we're coming on this world,
titwaleta kintu na kimu.
We brought nothing here.
So we tunabira tuvamu.
And as we get out,
ngafe imyoyo.
As with the spirit,
titujja kujjamu n'ekimu.
We shall go out with nothing of those.
Okutegeeza nti tulina gye twava.
Meaning we came from somewhere.
Era mubuulizi yatunyonyola.
And Ecclesiastes explained us.
Esura ekumi n'ebbiri.
Chapter 12.
N'onyola omusanvu.
Verse 7.
Ffe ng'emyoyo gye twava ng'oggyeeko emibiri
gyaffe. As the spirit where we came from besides our body. Let's read there we hear.
Omubuulizi esula ya 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Ecclesiastes 12 and the verse 7.
Enfufu nedda mu ttaka nga bwe yali. Omwoyo ne gudda eri Katonda eyagugaba.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Omubuulizi esula eno ey'12.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12
olw'omusanvu.
The verse 7.
Egamba nti gwa mubiri nagwo tujja kugulekawo.
Said the body we shall leave it on this world.
Kubanga bwe twali tuva mu gudde twajja nagwo.
Came from heaven, we didn't come with it.
Omubiri twagusanga mu buto lwa mama wo.
The body we put in your mother's womb.
Ne mujiri ya kitaawo.
And in the egg of your father.
Okuva mu Adamu eyasooka okukolebwa wano
omubiri gwe. Right from Adam who was first made the body on this world.
Naye ate omwoyo gwe gwava mu ggulu.
Spirit is what came from heaven.
Omwoyo gwo gwe original w'omunda.
Spirit, you're the original person inside you.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much.
So but wali tujja.
Now as we came.
Tuhamba mu ggulu.
We came from heaven.
So tetwaita mu dimension.
Now we didn't pass by other dimensions.
Kitule biko ko batwava mu kitundu ekyeggulu ekiri ekitwe kwese mu nsi.
Came a portion of heaven hidden from us on this world.
Ne twali tibwa.
But we were brought
as
came from up in heaven. We are descended down on this world. Now going back, we have to ascend.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why
you've
heard Ecclesiastes 12, the verse 7. That the body goes back to dust where it came from. But the spirit has to go back to God who gave it. And we know of it. Every time we pray a prayer. Luke chapter 11. Starting from verse 1. And to 5. We pray our Father in heaven. Came to heaven. When God gave and sent our spirits. He's the one in heaven.
And
the prayer is general everywhere. Even sorcerers, you know it. Even those in the world who are consumed with the sins of this world, you know of well that our Father is the one in heaven. Not Father of our bodies, but of our spirits. What did you understand more in this yarn of heaven? That God moved me through the Bible. From 2005 to 2011, in the series of the visions, the dreams and the trance, Azotus and the Urim, the Thummim, the spiritual transports, they don't involve going two dimensions. If you are going to heaven, they are involving ascending. And we call it the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. My journey and your journey. The journey of those who lived before us, even we living now. And those coming to the coming back of Jesus. Many have got lost in this journey, not knowing how they came on this world. If they begin to move on, go where and how will they go? They go with their bodies or they remain on this world? When
you've
heard in Timothy,
1
Timothy 6 verse 7, told us we brought nothing on this world and we shall go back with nothing. Means straight we did come even with this physical body. That Ecclesiastes 12:7 is what he has told us. That the body goes back to the dust it came from. And it is buried. Yet the spirit has to be ascended, taken back to the one who gave it. The one who gave it.
Pray
the prayer in Luke 11. In the verses 1
to 5.
In the Matthew 6. From verses 9
to
10. If we say our Father is in heaven, He who gave our spirits. And according to Hebrews, in the chapter 12. Verses 29. Even this we heard them. Let's read there. Hebrews 12 from verse
9.
Hebrews 12 from verses
9. Nate twalina bakitaffe ab'omubiri gwaffe abatukanga vulanga.
We have our fathers, fathers of our body and flesh. You know your father and your mother. They birth that your body according to preparations of God. Yet your spirit as its father is the one in heaven. You original spirit. Let's finish that verse. Hebrews 12 and verse 9.
Netubasangamu ekitiibwa. Etuli singa nnyo okugondera kitaawe miyo kyonna netuba abalamu.
Ye kitaawe miyo kyonna.
He is the father of all spirits.
Kitaffe ali muguru.
The father in heaven.
Era ye yagigaba eno ku nsi.
The one who gave them on this world.
Oyambaziddwa omubiri ogwo ng'ekyambalo.
Clothed that body as a cloth.
Naye gwe original mwoli.
You the original
Israelite.
Yet I wanted to tell you.
Omwoyo wa Katonda.
By the spirit of God.
Ng'omuntu eyatambuzibwa olugendo
lwe. As a person moved your journey.
Era olwange.
In my journey.
Osobola okuleeta okukujjukisa.
Be able to bring a remembrance. To tell you.
If
move from this world to go to your father in heaven. Don't pass by a dimension or rotating around.
Enter
the spiritual world in the heaven which is on earth. No. We ascend, get out of planet earth.
And we pass
the kingdom of the sun, the moon and the stars.
And
go to the door of heaven. When we have done righteousness. Qualify us to be with the Holy One who is God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The word of Philippians 3:20. It comes to pass that our home is in heaven. The Father of our spirits is there.
The
fight of going back has been very hard. After we didn't know how we had even first come here. The
world
can move from this world, we didn't know it.
For
many lies around this world. Others tell you they are going to be burying you. Because you too. You've seen people they have buried before.
Yet
don't know they buried the body you found on this world. Your spirit has to get back to heaven. And if it fails, you're going to fall in hell, which does not enter in heaven, but you get out of planet earth, in the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, where we find hell, where you put your spirit, and suffers all the days in the prison.
Thus
has come from lies of this world which are many. That's why God brought this journey of heaven, moved in the Bible, that can bring you book of remembrance, all things how they are, as the word of God lightens us. Philippians 3:20, he says this.
Philippians 3:20. Kubanga fewape muguru era gye tulindirira omulokozi okuvaayo Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Our home is in heaven. They can tell you that your home is this place and you've never been there. Or your parents. As they tell you that is your home, you may have been there before.
But
when we had forgotten how we came on this world and how we can get back.
God the
Father himself,
he
sent us the firstborn,
the
Lord Jesus Christ,
to
show us where we were
and
where is our Father.
How can we
begin a sin to get back?
Yes,
praise Jesus
much. That's
why the Bible says in John, in the John chapter 6
in
the verses
63
61 to
63
John chapter 6 from verse 61
ne Yesu yamanya munda ayenti abegirizwa be mulugunyira kino nabagamba anti kino kibe sitaza 62 kale kiriba kitya bwe mulira bw'omwana w'omuntu ngalinya gye yali olubereberye 63
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus much.
Omanyi mukama wafu Yesu Kristo.
You know our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yokani sura yomukaga.
In the John chapter 6.
Unyulabi mwetan.
The verses 25.
Bapo ruenkaga.
Into 60.
Yali ategeza abayigirizwa abanja. Abali begase kukumi na babi.
When the disciples were joined on the 12.
Nama gamba.
He told them.
Mwerekira okole remere tatu kakura mwuda guwa.
Working for food which does not reach you to eternal life.
Yebi ama giru.
Those are miracles. Of this world.
Nama gamba na imu kulele kumere tuka kura mwuda
guwa. Told them work for food reaching you to eternal life.
Nama gamba tuwe kwe.
And they told him give us of that we eat. Explain them how to eat him and to drink his blood. To
mean
this word of God. When they reached the verse 60, many stumbled ran from him.
In
the verse 61,
our
Lord Jesus told the disciples,
you
stumbled because of that.
I'm going
to bring another more than that. When you will see the Son of Man ascending, go back in heaven where he was.
And
try to remind us.
You're
going to heaven.
It
doesn't need to rotate around here. That's not on first dying. That they buried you in the dust. They buried there, they buried the body. And if you check out of the body, body is dead, but the spirit check out his
life.
Jesus gave us an express example. Going to heaven is not on dying. Preparing yourself to go there. And to know how they go there. And to know it's where you came from. He too went to where he came from. Son of Man ascend where he came from. Repeat the verse 62.
John chapter 6, verse
62.
Kale kiriba kitya bwe mulira bw'omwana w'omuntu ngalinya gye yali olubereberye.
When you
see the Son of Man,
when
he ascended where he was before, the truth is that scripture is wrong. It's a bit long. Praise Jesus much. When he attaches the word to go and ascend back to where he was before,
he's
going to enter in Ephesians 4. To ascend past the heaven which is today, go back in the Genesis where he was in the beginning.
Let
end the scripture, it's like to end here. Ascending back to heaven where he was. If he puts where he was before, he may go beyond there. He goes beyond all the heavens and goes above the heavens. The new heavens, new earth.
He
had shown if you had come from heaven, we as the descended,
according
to this image, be shown in these videos. We came from heaven,
we
descended down to the planet earth. When we go back, our spirits,
if
the unclosed bodies remain on this world, then our spirits,
they
unclothed the body going back to heaven, we ascend, go out of planet earth.
Either
being lifted by the Holy Spirit
or
the holy angels to be taken in heaven. Yet still, if you've not done righteousness, it's true. Your body is buried on this world. Your spirit held by angel of hell. The revelation is 6 verses 7 and 8. And they take in the bottomless pit in hell, found in the kingdom of the stars. According to Revelation
9,
if you open the bottomless pit, the sun and the moon, they stop to give their lights. Those we start the in detail of journey of heaven. Praise Jesus much. But I want to give you the most important example. Many people get confused. For example, some of our brethren of Branham, and they said to go into heaven, you rotate around a little. Enter in the spiritual world and you enter heaven. That you enter it while on this world. Others, like of the wizards and of the world, and they deceive that you are buried, yet that your demon and ghost comes back to the living. And they became wearer winds on this world. Winds which dry clothing on this world. And you ask whether those of Adam, the skins he was clothing, for the dead appeared who were drying them. And behind their hidden fallen angels, those of religion, example like the Catholics, and they tell us that your spirit first goes to purgatory. The question following there, where is purgatory found? And they give us scriptures to prove that.
We
point that purgatory is here. And the others, they are that they make them sleep in the ground and they be there. Upon you, there are people who are deceived. They're going into the ground and they wait the trumpet of the end. Yet the truth is, what's buried is the body. What fearful which can happen on you? There you can check out of the body, you the original. And you have no heavenly body. And you clothe the body of hell. And drag you, throw you in the bottomless pit. Hell, the prison of God.
You
see torments to reaching the day of judgment. Yet these words today of the scriptures of truth,
they
come for you to remind you. The Lord Jesus, fulfilling John chapter 6, the verse 62, and he ascends. Say, if that has amazed you, how will you see the Son of Man and is ascending? Go back where he was in the beginning. We saw him ascending. Some of scriptures we studied last time. In the Acts chapter 1 and the verses 9 and to 12.
Mm-hmm.
I see people complain speed is too high.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now slow paced.
Now,
our Lord Jesus fulfilling John chapter 6, the verse 62, that has offended you. If you see the Son of Man ascending, go back to where he was in the beginning. In the Acts chapter 1 and the verses 9 and to 11, we see him ascending. Apostles see him.
We
now see him by the scriptures of truth.
So that again, I'm dimension.
Now we did go by dimension. Now, even the question is right there.
Those
of Branham, they say that you rotate around where you are and you enter heaven. Let us see. Acts chapter 1 from verses 9.
Bwe yamala okwogera ebyo nga batunuulira n'asitulibwa ekire ne kimutoola okumuggya mu maaso gaabwe. Olinnya lw'ekkumi, bwe baali beekaliriza amaaso mu ggulu bw'agenda, laba abantu babiri ne bayimirira kumpi nabo nga bambadde engoye ezitukula. Olinnya lw'ekkumi n'olumu, abaayogera nti, abantu ab'e Galiraaya, kiki ekibayimiriza nga mutunuulira mu ggulu? Oyo Yesu abajjiddwa ko kutwalibwa mu ggulu alijja mu atyo ngabwe mumulabye ng'agenda mu ggulu.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bali abatume bakunganye ne mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo. Apostles that gathered with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ekirene n'atandika okwambuka.
And he began to ascend.
Ekirene kimukwatira wakati yao.
Cloud lifted him up in the midst of the airspace.
Kitumanya abantu alibwa moyo mutukufu.
That we know is being taken by the Holy Spirit.
Bobora byakire omanya moyo mutukufu.
See the cloud, no, it's the Holy Spirit.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nasulibwanga atwalibwa muguru.
He was lifted, being taken to heaven.
Era ba malaika babili abaka baga.
The two angels who came down, they said,
"Yabasajja begalirayo abatume."
Galilee, you disciples.
Namutunudde nyonga mutangalije muguru.
How steadfastly looked unto heaven.
Uyu Yesu abajidwa kubate okutwalibwa muguru.
Jesus taken before you to heaven.
Watu bwagenda okuta.
That is the same man I will get back.
So yagenda no ne yetulula.
Did go around rotate here.
Ekigambe ekyo.
That was.
Ekyo kuita mu dimension noyingira muguru.
Passing dimension to enter heaven.
Abantu abachogerako,
people speak of it.
Okugeza ngabaganda bafamu,
for example, those are brethren
aba
Branham
bachi jamba sekabaki tokubire suliyo mukara.
That is in the second Kings chapter 6.
Ngabagamba,
and they say
nti Elisha bamubikura amaso,
that Elisha's eyes were opened.
Ne Elisha yabikura Gehazi amaso.
Elisha opened Gehazi's eyes.
Unarengere siyo moyo eliya.
So the spiritual world just around them.
Malaika ngabakampinze ku musozi.
Angels encamped on the mountains. And thought if you rotate around a little.
Yet,
angels are sent from heaven where they are.
Come,
this world, they make an invisible camp there. Doesn't mean because
I've
put an invisible camp, heaven is right there. Let's read in the 2 Kings chapter 6.
Basekabaka ekyokubire sura ya mukaga n'olunyiro 15.
2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 15.
Katusomore 17 okuyita bwabo.
Abasekabaka ekyokubire sura ya mukaga olunyiro 17.
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17.
Elisa n'asaba n'ayogera nti mukama wange nkwegayiridde omuzibula amaaso ge alabe. Awo mukama n'azibula amaaso g'omulenzi n'alaba. Awo laba olusozi nga lujjudde embalaasi n'amagaali ag'omuliro. Agetoro Derisa.
Olabye.
Have you seen?
Kwegamba nabi Elisa.
Now prophet Elisha.
Yesabe sara bikura maso gagahazi.
Pray the prayer they open Gehazi's eyes.
Alabe munse yo moyo okunsi.
The spiritual world of this the world.
So si ense yo ense seguru munsi.
Not heaven within the earth.
Wabule ense yo moyo ekwese munsi.
Spiritual world hidden in the world.
Jesus
of creation hidden in the spiritual world.
They
opened his eyes.
And
they saw horses of fire. Upon which sit angels of fire.
Those in Revelation 14:18.
Saw them around Elisha.
Now
these people of Branham, they thought heaven is right there because angels had encamped there. And they forgot one word. In the Hebrews chapter 1, in the verse 7, angels, he makes them what? Winds.
Hebrews
1.
Abebulania esule soka.
Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 7. Era yogera kuba
malaika benti afula ba malaika abe empewo nabaweleza abe enimi ezomuliro.
When
angels are sent on the world,
can turn
into wind and they camp around us. Tongues of fire and the one he saw. In the
2
Kings chapter 6, verse
17.
Prophet Elisha prayed for Gehazi.
They
opened his eyes. Opened his physical eye. But the physical eyes were seeing. But the spiritual eyes. So the spiritual world in the midst of the world. Angels of horses of fire. Broken over in Hebrews 1 verse
7.
Makes his angels, his servants,
pillars
of fire and winds.
So
they are the captives. It doesn't mean heaven is there.
Not.
Angels come from heaven descending. That is it. Genesis 28. They descend, come on the world. They ascend, go back to heaven. Was it not that, Pastor Benjamin?
On the world,
they can even camp around. Doesn't mean they can camp around. Heaven is right here. Yes. Genesis 28 from verse 10.
Yakobo nava mu Beelzebub nagenda ekalani olwekumi n'olumu n'atuuka mu kifo n'asulawo n'akesa obudde kubanga enjuba yali egudde n'atwala erimu ku mayinja ag'omu kifo n'alyezizika wansi w'omutwe gwe n'agalamira mu kifo ekyo okwebaka. 12 n'aloota ekirooto era laba amadaala agaasimbibwa ku ttaka n'entikko yaago ng'etuuse mu ggulu era laba bamalayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggo. 13
Yes. See, angels come from heaven and they descend on this world.
They
ascend, go back. Now it doesn't mean angels come on this world and they become wind. You feel the wind blow on you, but can you see it? Do you touch it? You touch me, a measure of wind to yourself. Made them as wind in the spiritual world, in the physical world. If you want to explain it, get explained a bit on wind. Spiritual world in the midst of this world. The wind is blowing and you feel the breath of it. You can't know its color. Neither touching it is not easy.
Maybe
they come camp on this world. God opens your eyes.
There
are camps upon all mountains. They say, look at heaven. See on the world. No. Branham at that point, he got lost.
And
many others with that mindset.
That
rotate a little enter heaven. It's not that. For Hebrews 12, which I'm not to read you, write it. Hebrews 12:22-23. So we welcome you on the mountain of God Zion, and to where there is Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels. Angels gather in Jerusalem of heaven. Let me show you about videos and our image. Angels come on the planet Earth.
In
the portion of the low heavens in the rim below. Yet they come from the other city. In the rim above. In the first created heaven. Where there is the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. And they descend on planet Earth. When they reach planet Earth. They can put in Setalavika. It's like you see wind. Ability and authority of God does it. It was able to hide wind from you. Yet you hear it blow around you. They tell you, where is it? I feel blowing me. I feel it's blowing and I'm breathing oxygen. And then you touch the wind there.
So
we don't want lies go onwards on this world. We as God has sent
his
worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda, which involves preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ to take them to heaven. Resume preach gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Understand well the kingdom of God. Understand his righteousness. Understand the kingdom of heaven. Be able to mark for you well.
If you unclothe
there and move on, you go to the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
If
Jesus comes back, he will get back with you. But the scripture says, those who have slept in the flesh, they will come back with Jesus. Now we will still here. Shall be translated.
Ascend,
meet him in the sky, and we move on. All things involve ascending.
So siku weta mu.
It not branching.
So siku zika mutaka.
It not burying in the ground.
Anigo bagendo zika.
Who is going to be buried? Adabo mukono gonga bagenda kuzika ba. Let me your hand. You're going to be buried.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus, man.
Adeno ne munanga ne munjogera eri munsi.
Even in the talking in the world.
Bagamba.
They say.
Tugende tuzika omulambo gw'omugenzi.
Let's go bury the dead body of the dead. And they tell you, the rightful late person you
went,
yet the problem which is, not knowing where he went, whether hell or heaven, others invent purgatory, and the place is not right. Yet going, they say that he's gone. He went. Because what they speak, because of not understanding well. Which is perfected. The end that
saying,
let's escort the dead body of the land. When they come a person later, the one who was not present in burying, you know what he asked them? Where did you bury him?
Said,
John, we buried him on the other tomb. Now, darkness of ignorance. They don't lay a hair on it, they don't understand it. Let me hope you ever spoke them before. Me, I've spoken them before. What did I know then? I knew nothing. He asked whether you borrowed them.
Right,
I first spoke is a lead.
Those
who study newspapers told you how
to read
all the announcements on the television.
Kagwa,
the funny one died in America. And his dead body is going to be brought in Uganda.
What?
He's going to be laid on the burial ground of his forefathers. And the laid put in his eternal house.
What? Bambi.
My godness. That is called darkness of ignorance.
Nobody
it's the lies of Satan.
You hear
the reading of the announcements of the dead.
Kagwa,
the funny one, he died in America. And this dead body is going to be brought. He will be buried on the burial ground of his forefathers. The legs, his body, will be put in his eternal lie house.
This
is foolishness. It doesn't tarry. In English, they usually mess up a statement. And they told us to put it in order. At the well, he went to get water. I think people of the world speak like that. Statement needs to be corrected. At the well, they went. At the well they went, water they brought. That's how they speak. Disordered. Foot the way. You make a death announcement, you say. Funny one died in America. And state body brought in Uganda. You will be buried on his ancestral grounds. As we are going to put him in his eternal house. And the body of the, we are going to escort him to hell. Those statements need to be corrected. As if you've said, water they went, And he brought from the well. Forgive me, I'm not
sorry.
Me too, I was relaxed.
If
not God to order my speech,
it
holds on the true knowledge.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much.
Mm.
You went to do what?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much.
So naenga mazima mukama ariwa na tulongo samagezi ne
ndugera. God is here ordering our mind and our speech.
Era nchimaya aja kurestore ringa pure language.
I know it. Restore the pure language in our midst.
Ulimi olongo.
In the pure language.
Kubensi ayono ne kolimirwa yogera bichamu
chami. Corrupted its language speaks wrong things.
Ekanisa
church
na fetuli yao msana gwechigambo gubadde
muti. Hanging light of the word has been minimal.
Ngabutuogera
tuna msana gumala. We don't have light enough. Quite and fight for where you will be buried. Imagine your father is in heaven.
You're
praying for where you will be buried. Yet them too, it grieves them.
Told
us in Hebrews 11. Verse 15 and 16. Those who first understood their home is heaven, not ashamed to be called their God, they focus on going back to their home. No more speak foolishness that they're going to be burying me. Let me tell you one thing.
When I will
unclothe the body, if you want to bury it or not, leave it.
Whether
you throw it in the roadside or you burn, it's up to you.
Me,
I will be the heavenly body. If you leave it down there, it will smell for you. This Satan is familiar. Brings back his demons, the fallen angels.
Standing
where you buried me. The water is passing me. You ask him, you came from there. Why are you going back there?
Where
we buried you here on the human
head.
No, human beings don't understand that. And the act drama. Born child. Where you buried me. Water is passing on me. We buried you here on the head. You see. Satan uses ignorance. He begins to act foolish on us. Katsurama, where you buried me? The tree has penetrated me. You ask him, did you come with it here?
Well,
and yet you are here. Let me tell you, the grave is nothing. Only bone is smelling there. The devil is just familiarized. At times I felt
under,
I met it in someone. Before I call it Abaddon and the Holy Spirit, I want to slap it, but because it's in a human being, man is the one who gets buried when you are here again. But this world, let us thank God,
has
brought the much light of knowledge. Now born again, you two want to be born again. They try to begin those people of the parent to deny you. Tell them, me, I have a father in heaven.
I
will not give you where to be buried. Tell them, me, I'm not buried. Me, I go back to heaven. I came from there. It's up to you knowing with your body.
When
they come to take advantage of
you,
we shall not bury you on the for your grounds of ancestors.
Tell them,
I have grandfather's 24 elders. They are in heaven. Revelations 4 and the verses 4. You be there with your forefathers. I don't treat you rebellion. If Satan takes advantage of you, it speaks, they will not be burying you. Do not bury me, I'm heading home back to heaven. Praise the word of God. I'm named Pastor Evangelist Jeremiah Godfrey. Apostle is spoken of the word spiritual world. That thing, it has a way it confuses me. Me as one, I don't know about others. But when we see in the Second Kings, chapter 6 from verse 17, we see that Elisha, the prophet of God, he was seeing army of God on the mountain and encamped there, yet Gehazi never saw it. Yet right there, and there were many enemies which had come against them in the physical world as it was. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, faith is what holds on to what is promised and hoped for, proof and which is proving what is not seen. And it says, those which are seen, they came from the invisibles. Here is a question. As if I understand it, yet I do not understand it. There is an army of angels there. These are living people. They are in the spiritual world. And we too see we are there. And the buildings are there. And the mountains are there. What logic is involved there? How comes it never collides? But the others, human beings. The question he asks is like this. Let's say there is a building here. Yet we find even angels have built around here. Yet they have hidden themselves from us. Praise Jesus much. Say, why don't we just connect like that? The truth is, they don't build where we build.
But
can build in the airspace which is abandoned and left there. In the other, you can build in the midst of us. Yeah, yet when they have not built up, but in our midst they build. Now logic, it's what has been asked, ability. It's what they call logic. Ability to do that. To creating another world.
Or
the existence of other people in the midst of those who are there. But I may not explain to finish them because they're a bit broad. It's what you have to know. Jeremiah explained you long. 32:26 and 27. I am the Lord your God. Is there anything impossible with me? The other, he sees those things which are as if they are not. And he sees things not there as if they are. When he created this world, he first created the invisible world. It's one which was first in place.
Manifesting.
And he manifested from that invisible. Romans what? He sees things which are not are as if they are. And those things which are, and those seen, they move on, come from the ones invisible. And how to repeat briefly with that broad word you are asking. Romans chapter 4 from verses 19.
Abalumi esula ya kuna.
From verses 17.
Abalumi esula ya kuna nolunyiro kumina msambu.
Romans chapter 4 from verse 17.
Ngabwe chia wandiki wanti mkufude jeje wama wanga amanchi. Mumaso goyo goya kilisa. Yikatonda azuki za bafu. Era ite vitali uo ngebili uo. Kumina mnana. Eya kilisa. Musubi awata subi likika.
Ite vitali uo ngebili
uo. He calls things which are not as if they are.
Whatever.
You seen?
Sick government have isi muisi.
Not that it just called them for the sake.
Na ye,
yes. Look to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Those things which are seen, they are a moment. Those unseen, they are the ones forever. Is what I told you.
The
land and the world he made before he made this. This came from that world. For heaven
is within
the world, it's original. This world, to get trees on it, which are clear, they are those unseen. Their lives, if you plant a banana leaf, you wait for bananas. Potatoes you didn't put.
Yet
down in that world.
So that you don't worry.
Now you have elsewhere you take it in the world of creating. The real world. Which I don't want to speak most here. Let's read the Corinthians. They answer the one we move on. Second Corinthians 4 verse 6.
Chetufatulema okudirira. Nene wankubade omuntu wafe woku ngurunga kwao. Nayo omuntu wafe womunda afuka mucha bulijjo bulijjo. Kubanga
katusomole 18 tuitembwa.
Olinyero 18. Tengate tunulira ebirabika wabula ebitalabika. Kubanga ebirabika bya kaseera naye ebitalabika bya mirembe na mirembe.
Tulina enseyo.
We have that world.
With
invisible in our midst. Out of God, God this one. You know, if your spirit is checking from the body, is anyone who has ever seen your spirit?
And
he said, you were going. Come back. Your body, why die? Yet you don't get out. Don't you get out of your body? God did put physical world in our body. We could not even see you. Now what angels though? They retain what we call the spirit body. Or the spirit itself. And when they make mountains, don't give them visible bodies. When buildings are not given physical bodies. That you go to is another world to be explained. Yet it's possible only here. Heaven is not possible, for it's on the rightful original. The one visible world, it's what is manifested there. In there, there's no eating, no going to toilets. These trees, all you see,
they have
originals and their fruits. In the spiritual world, that God first made of the spirit, and he clothed it with a body which is physical.
But
because you have the ground you step on, and you see it, touch it even. Those are what you've tried to search for, looking into by the Spirit before its season has come, to explain them in the full as they are. Demons are fallen angels. Them to want to enter that world. It's not original. Out of the got this one. Someone say, how does it look like? Like a mirror filled of power. But they say Revelation 2:7. The one with the ear can hear it. And the one with an eye is not eyes. The one with the ear hears it. The one with the eye, they see it. That Gehazi was looking physically. They said the openness physically. Or the eye of your spirit. You, the original person. Raised through the physical eyes.
Spirit
can't do this.
You know,
when you check out of the body, all these people, you just pass through them. You touched by taking my dead body. The hand is just passing through them. Spirit is not original, and when it comes out, it understands this world.
So
even if you yell, as you are yelling, you're going to die. No one hears you. Why are you burning the man? So you
leave
my body, look at them.
If
you slap them, the slap passes them. Don't take me to explain those. Out of we got in this which we are into. You take me to olden secrets. That world is called the plan. Genesis 1. The verse
1.
The plan of this world.
It's
the original that Christ made. This we are unto spirit made it. But the other Jesus designed it. You stop me, not take me there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's you stir up the secrets. But in all, we ascend from this world to enter heaven.
So that
we
enter dimension.
And we do not enter dimension as we go heaven like others say. And according to Kings, 2 Kings, we see Prophet Elijah and is lifted up by angels. 2 Kings chapter 6, 2 Kings 2 verse 11.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 11.
Awo lwatuuka nga bakyatambula nga balojja, laba ne walabika eggaali ery'omuliro n'embalasi ez'omuliro ne zibaawula bombi. Eriya n'alinnya mu ggulu n'embuyaga ennyingi. Elijah
ascended to heaven. Angels came for him here with the chariots
and
took him off. Some we pass by and clothing the body to go back to heaven. Others we pass through the trance. Where is Prophet Elisha? Where is the Prophet Elijah? And the Prophet Enoch. Those who were not found around, yet God had taken them. Others we passed the spiritual transports. We are brought back. All involve ascending.
So
come back on our third part to get more examples. Of ascending from planet Earth to enter in heaven.
So it's
not to pass five dimensions. As some of those who speak things of halves and of lies, how they proclaim. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.